USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is en route to Portland, Oregon, but before leaving, speaking at the White House, the president announces another round of assistance for Ukraine.
This package includes heavy artillery weapons, dozens of howitzers, and 144,000 rounds of ammunition to go with those howitzers.
Biden sending another $800 million to Ukraine. This follows $800 million that was sent last week for security allocations. Biden saying he will soon ask Congress for more money to help Ukraine. Accused high school shooter Ethan Crumbly has a tentative trial date. Crumbly is accused of shooting and killing four students at Oxford High School just outside of Detroit in November. Crumbly appearing in court Thursday, and the judge says his trial will begin on September 6th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5500. Enjoy!
At the Treasury Department, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says there's a long-term risk globally if supply chain issues are not fixed.
Ideally, we would have a large group of trusted partners so that we could maintain the efficiencies that come from the global division of labor.
She says this would help bring inflation down even in times of high tensions, Yellen adding that COVID-19 and the Russian invasion of Ukraine are both big drivers of recent inflation. For about 30 minutes, there was a tense situation in Washington, D.C.
A military parachute event at Washington Nationals Park Wednesday night inadvertently triggered a probable threat warning at the U.S. Capitol and prompted an evacuation order. U.S. Capitol Police apparently had not been notified of the event. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
The Biden administration unsuccessfully attempted to convince China to join sanctions against Russia over the attack on Ukraine. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman saying China has yet to condemn Russia for war crimes and voted against removing Russia from the UN Human Rights Council.
Putin launched his unprovoked war against Ukraine actually 20 days earlier. He and PRC President Xi Jinping declared that the PRC and Russia have a, quote, no limits partnership, unquote, with, quote, no forbidden areas, unquote, of cooperation.
Disney is close to losing its privilege to self-govern in Florida.
The Florida Senate has passed a bill on Wednesday to repeal a law allowing Walt Disney World to operate a private government over its properties in the state. The proposal could have huge tax implications for Disney, whose series of theme parks have, over the decades, transformed Orlando into one of the world's most popular tourist destinations. The Florida House is expected to take up the bill on Thursday. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
A third suspect in a shooting at a South Carolina shopping mall shooting is in custody. Columbia police say Amari Sincere Jamal Smith turned himself in Wednesday. He was charged with attempted murder, 9 counts of assault, and unlawfully carrying a pistol. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.